Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Now, before we start the podcast, I wanted to say a quick thank you to every single person who's bought tour tickets to our Newlyweds tour. We're going up and down the country. We're going to Dublin. It's going to be amazing. There are some tickets still available. We added two extra dates, one in London and one in Dublin. So go to the link in our podcast description to go and get tickets or head to our social media pages and you can get them there as well. We want to see you there. We want to see you on tour. Also, once you've bought a ticket, send me and Sophie a DM so we can say thank you. Okay, guys, let's get on with the episode.
Do you find it amazing that people still listen to this podcast?
Not really.
You don't? You don't wake up and just go, it's insane.
It doesn't cross my mind, but I might from now on. Now I'm going to think, do people listen to it? It's never crossed my mind, but now it will.
What crosses your mind most? What is the thing that goes into your mind mostly? Most days you think,
I think I live in the present, aren't you? So I'll think about right now, who's in the room, smell of the room, the feel of the room. What do you think about?
I think about the present as well. That's what I do.
You think about your followers on Instagram?
No, I don't.
Are they dropping or are they growing?
No, I do not think about stuff like that.
Be honest, Sue, how much does followers, how much do they take up?
Nothing at all.
Nothing.
Followers do not take up any amount of my capacity.
This is Instagram followers we're talking
about. It's not. Do you know what does? Sophie and I, we lie.
How much do you think about food? That takes up a lot of my mind.
I think about it a lot.
Okay. How much do you think about?
Yeah.
Right now, what are you thinking about a lot? I can guess.
Okay, go. What am I thinking?
You're thinking about the tour nonstop. And until we finish that tour, that I won't have a husband for the next 6 months because I'll be like, Jamie, guess what? I'm pregnant. And he'll be like, yeah, me too. Like, you just won't be there. You will be so distant now until this tour's over.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, whoever's coming to our tour, we're overly excited about. Tickets went on sale and
we sold out.
They went. They just freaking went. Like hotcakes. Ha, 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 ha. Catch it, Soph.
Oh, ow, ching. Catch it, Jack.
whoa. I don't want to catch any more of those. They're too hot. We might as well try and sell them. That's ridiculous what has happened. But we're going on tour, we're doing our dates, and we're super excited about it.
And you know that the place we're going to in Glasgow, my amazing PT Chloe told me it's enormous. What's funny about that?
It's not the only thing that'll be enormous in that stadium. What? No. Oh, God.
You think that people are going to come?
Oh, my God.
Like, any parents bringing their kids will be selling those tickets immediately now. Because they're not going to go watch a pervert, are they?
You know what? I haven't.
Bisto.
I haven't. Did you just quote the Bisto advert?
Bisto. Come on, whippersnapper. Guys, we went to the Woolsey last night.
Well, we're going to get into that. I have not been feeling that well.
Oh my God, woe is me. You walked in. Yesterday, I called you up 10 times. I said, I don't feel well. Yes. I feel great. Cool. Where's
and
the point in that?
I caught your rank disease.
It was a one-day thing. Suck it up and get on with
it. It wasn't a one-day thing. It was not a one-day thing.
I don't feel today, so...
It was not a one-day thing because when we...
No, you cannot. Those days are over.
Just can I please? Nothing happened.
No.
It's sweet, though, when you were feeling so unwell in the car in the little Fanny Fiat.
Oh, yeah, that was not good. But that was... Oh, it wasn't.
We were in the Fanny Fiat and we were driving and Sophie was honestly clinging onto my arm going, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts. I was like, what? It's because she needed a shit so bad.
Well, I had eaten so much Colin the Caterpillar. Okay, we went to our friend's birthday on Saturday, and Jamie's birthday was the day before Megan's. So Megan got Jamie a Colin the Caterpillar. I think I was the only person who ate the entire cake. Didn't go well the next day. They heard it once.
It was the sweetest thing you
were
doing.
It wasn't sweet. There's nothing cute about that. Don't try and change the tone.
In the car, you were doing this.
What was I, a mini dinosaur?
You were making the funniest noise.
No, it wasn't. I was deep breathing.
It was so sweet.
My eyes are still watering.
All right. Well, listen, I'm glad we're back. Thank you to everyone who keeps tuning into the podcast. We're ready to rumble. Let's kick it off with a bang, sister. Pew, pew, pew. Hello, I'm Jamie Lang.
And I'm Sophie Lang.
And we met 5 years ago.
And we're...
married!
Married!
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
That's right. Can't get rid of me.
What? Welcome back. Am I getting into it?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever hosted this podcast because I don't know what part it is. It's the listener's messages.
It's not. It's the beginning of the episode.
Oh, right. Okay.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. We've just said hello, but are you good?
Welcome back to Newlyweds Podcast. Welcome to the episode today. Anyone who is feeling a little bit under the weather, I'm with you.
You're okay. Not under the weather.
I am under the weather. If you checked my temperature,
well,
it'd be
why
under
don't
the weather.
You just get off YouTube at night and get some rest?
I don't. I go and read the book. Do you know what I'm reading?
For God's sake,
you're
joking? Such a compulsive liar.
Are you serious? I read every night.
You've not read that book, and you're 35 years old.
I have. I've read 100 pages of it.
Oh, well done.
It's called The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari, and I've read 100 pages.
And
of
I
it.
Read it in a day.
No, you did not read it in
well,
a day.
Well, I did if I had tried to, but I didn't have time, so I read it over a week.
Make any
I could
sense.
Have read it in a day.
So
but I'm a busy girl.
So can I.
I'm a busy girl.
Yeah, but
also, I've got a bone to pick with you.
So okay, bone okay. Wheel. Come on then. Shout at me.
So Jamie thinks all I do is get facials. So
no,
he comes home and he has this sexist attitude with me that I should clean and cook.
That is the biggest amount of horseshit I have ever heard.
He's like, it's... And I
Sophie
say,
Abu, take that back.
I get
Sophie
home Abu. Later than you a lot of times.
Sophie Abu, take
I get home.
That
no,
back.
I'm not going to.
Because who tidies up? We have like different forms of like chores that we do in the house together.
What are yours?
I take out the bins.
And when do you take out the bins? Because we have a cleaner 3 times a week.
Okay, I take out the bins every
when?
Other...
I've never seen you do it.
Every other day I take out the bins.
Oh, and so what? Anna does it 3 times and then you do it every other
I
day.
Take
that
out
makes
the bins.
Zero sense. See,
okay, the only thing that Sophie does is she makes the bed. And then I have to do it on the weekends. And then I have to put the dishwasher on.
I can't make the bed because you're such a lazy ass. You don't get out of bed until 10.
I'm
Adam. That was a lie. I'm so sorry. He's an up and Adam boy.
I do not ask anything from you. I don't say you got to clean this or clean that. I never say anything.
You huff and you puff and you blow the house down if it's not as tidy as you want it to be. And look, I'm not home all the time.
Sophie does this thing. She goes and has a cup of tea. And she'll, honestly, it's like an Easter egg hunt. There'll be cups of tea with tea bags in it all around the house, everywhere. And then it's like you get the tea bag and you throw it into the sink, thinking it will disappear in the sink. You think it will disappear.
No, but I'm really clean. I wipe the sides. Our house is tidy, guys. Okay.
But you, honestly, you can't. That's unfair because we're a team. That's what we are.
We are a team. So I'd like to see you lift a finger in the house.
I lift all the fingers. I mean, we're a team together, but you have to just, if you were just a little bit tidier, it would be so nice.
I am tidy. Look inside my wardrobe. It's super clean. I put all of, me and Anna are nailing the household chores.
Also, I've got a bone to pick with you, but it's a good bone.
Kelsey Priest.
Sorry?
What surprise?
Okay, I've got a bone to pick with you, but it's a lovely thing. Sophie likes me massaging her feet. She likes me massaging your feet a lot.
That sounds really icky. I like my feet. My feet are sore and I'd like you to squeeze them.
Sophie's feet smells of Doritos.
Again, we're not having this in there.
But a good smell.
No, Doritos are fucking cheesy, you sick idiot.
It's not the cheesy ones.
It's corn. You're saying, he says my skin smells of corn. Don't say Doritos because it makes me think of Cheetos, which is actually vile from the head down. My skin sometimes smells of like corn.
It doesn't smell.
It does.
Why does it smell of corn?
Like, a cornfield. Like, I don't know. It's like a nice, sweet smell, but it is quite popcorn vibes.
It is. It smells of Doritos.
No, don't say Doritos.
It does.
It smells of tortilla chips.
Okay, well, it smells
but
of tortilla
like,
chips.
Corn, you know, almost like... Oh, God, I really don't want to smell of corn. I think I want to smell of flowers. I don't know what that is. Oh, my God, remember what I told you? Verity told me something about, like, if your skin smells of corn, you have, like, mould on you or something. Ew, we need to just be going off a really bad tangent. We have to stop.
Hey, by the way, also, guys, we went and turned on Covent Garden Christmas lights.
Can I get a yeep, yeep?
Yee-haw! It was actually the funniest thing.
Why?
It was hilarious.
It was so cool.
You were nervous.
No, guys, I, firstly, did not know it was an event. Like, I've never ever seen publicised that the lights are going on, ever. So not only did I not really know it was happening, secondly, I genuinely thought passers-by in the road here and we screamed, guys, we're going to turn the lights, and boom, that's it. 4,000 people were there with their phones waving up in my face. Secondly, Jamie and I are hosting together, so of course the script or the running order, we have to practice together. There's no point in me practicing it because if he goes off tangent, then I am left in the lurch.
I was so excited to ad-lib and she was like, please don't ad-lib.
She was like, are you joking? We're not going to rehearse it. I was like, okay, well, what am I meant to do? Just follow suit. You won't let me get a word in edgeways.
I let you speak.
And then at one point we had to go rocking around.
I'm going to get into that. But this is Sophie and I going out.
Oh no, please.
Yeah, this is Sophie and I going out in Covent Garden, on the balcony in Covent Garden where 4,000 people were when we were going to turn on the Christmas lights. Have a listen to this.
It's time for the Covent Garden Christmas Lights Switch On Show. Please, welcome to the stage your hosts, Sophie Haboo and Jamie Lang.
Hello! Did someone boo? No, I'm not joking. I think someone boo. You play that back, someone goes, boo. Oh, I wish you'd never shown me that. No, they did. Fuck, I would be disappointed too if I come and you don't even know who it is and then we walk out. They boo. You're going to be so upset. We know why that is.
Jamie Lang.
Guys, I swear to God, they're booing us. Jamie, they're booing us. Fuck. No, I'm actually devastated. They do.
They were not booing. It sounds like
they like,
are.
Boo. There's not a way.
No, it's like that all the time. Like, if I played back before, it sounds like they're booing. They're not booing, I promise.
Are you sure?
Yes. It's woo.
You can't woo and go down. Look, woo, woo. That's a boo. Like you go, woo, your voice goes up. You don't go, woo. That's a boo. They're booing us. Fuck. Oh my God. Are you not bummed out about that?
Maybe because they weren't, honestly.
Maybe it goes down. It's really easy for you to listen and
yeah,
hear.
But I think you're overthinking.
Okay, well, I'm going to take a leaf out of your book and just be in denial.
Hey, come on, let's bring some brighter spirit. It's Christmas.
Yippee. Rocking around.
Okay, so then
the
what happened?
Christmas
what happened
tree?
Then at the Christmas thing?
We then had to sing karaoke, rocking around, and the wonderful PR woman said to me, you can lip sync.
We had to sing. What we had to sing? Rocking around the Christmas tree.
It's not
tree.
Rocking around. It's rocking around
the Christmas tree. Have a happy holiday. And this is after Nicole Scherzinger came out and she pressed the button to lift off all the Christmas lights. And we had to do the countdown for her, didn't we?
We did. Rocking around.
And then when it came to the chorus a bit, when it went back towards, I was like, right, everybody.
And no one. Silence. So it was just us being like... Mm-hmm.
And the cast of six behind us.
Oh, they were really effort.
Do you feel Christmassy? What is your most...
I feel Christmassy.
I think we can start talking about Christmas because it's leading up towards
I'm
it.
I'm excited for Christmas.
How excited?
I'm very excited. We're going skiing with my family, with my auntie and uncle, my cousins, and Jamie's coming. It's going to be epic.
Presents-wise, do we have to get presents for everybody?
No, we're doing Secret Santa.
We're doing Secret Santa.
We're doing Secret Santa. There's so many of us. So we're doing Secret Santa. You should know who you've got.
I know who I've got. I was only kidding.
But I think you got me a present.
By the way, I just want to put this out. I had my birthday, obviously, the other day. We spoke about it on the podcast. Sophia Boo got me the greatest present. I nailed it on the actual podcast, guessing what it was. But the suitcase was the greatest thing.
It's still in our bedroom. You've not even put it away.
Yeah, but it was so good. Also, we were going to the Daily Mail, and what we like doing is we like to read out some of the Daily Mail comments. Mm. So I thought I'd read out some of the Daily Mail comments that were there. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
We have one from CK24 who says, I knew he'd eventually come out. Well done, Jamie. Proud of you.
Wait, what do you mean? Me standing by the side of you, you think I'm a man? What do you mean I knew he'd eventually come out when it's you and I stood next to each other? Albert, fuck you.
I didn't think of that.
I honestly just don't understand.
Oi Oi says that's an Irish jig on his head. Talking about my haircut.
Oi, I want to read some.
okay, we got another one from someone in Birmingham who says, her lips would give Mick Jagger a run for his money.
What's Mick Jagger's lips like?
Just really big.
Everyone says my lips are big. They're real, guys.
Yeah, they are real. I know. Also, because we speak about a tour, they've mentioned Boscott says he jokingly said he would need another new toupee for his tour. He used so much bleach on his hair. I'm surprised he hasn't left.
I, me too.
Oh my God, it's actually, we got one from Common of Sense. This is my favourite, I think, the entire one. Strange looking woman.
I get that a lot. It's always the strange looking woman or strange looking man. My favourite is, was she born a man or a woman? Let's get on to listeners' messages.
Okay, well, listen, I tell you what, if you want to get to there right now, let's do it. Are you happy to?
I think so.
By the way, we have a great, we're going to play a little game today on the podcast, which we're really excited about. So stay tuned for that after listeners' messages. It's pretty horrendous. It's pretty awful in lots of different ways. And maybe because my voice is a little bit croaky is because of what happened later in the show. So stay tuned for that. But for now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for
listener messages. Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so I'm based in Melbourne, and right before COVID lockdown, I found a flatmate online and moved into her apartment. She had a boyfriend at the time, and because the city was in lockdown, he spent quite a lot of time at our place. So much so that I was finding it difficult to find time to use my vibrator, as I didn't want them to hear me. One night after cooking dinner, I was really horny. Oh, another horny girl. And I decided I couldn't wait any longer. I took my phone and vibrator into the bathroom and turned the shower on. My flatmate and her boyfriend were in the living room. Because I wanted to get the job done quickly, I decided to watch some porn. I pressed play in the video and started doing the deed, feeling confident that the sound of the shower would drown out the porn. I turned the volume up, but I couldn't hear anything. I turned the volume up again, but much to my confusion, I still couldn't hear anything. Assuming my phone was simply playing up, I let the video play through and did what I needed to do. I dressed myself and walked down to the bathroom to find that my flatmate and her boyfriend had gone to bed, which was weird because it was only around 7 p.m. Then to my absolute horror, I saw my Wonder Bean portable speaker sitting on the coffee table with the light symbolising that it was connected on.
No!
I completely forgot that I connected my phone to the speaker to play the music while I cooked dinner, and that meant that the porn audio was playing through the speaker about 2 feet away from the entire time. We never addressed it, and it moved out shortly. They obviously went to go have sex, didn't they?
No, they wouldn't have. They just would have gone to bed.
Would have heard the sex, and maybe he would have got aroused, and they went do-do-do.
No, they would have just... It just played, and they felt awkward, so they left the room.
Oh, that whole thing's awful.
Have you ever made a mistake? Have you ever phoned or texted the wrong person or put something out there that someone shouldn't have seen or heard?
Listening to like podcasts I wouldn't want people to listen to, and then I get in my car and it's connected and I'm driving someone somewhere and it's like boom. And
have you ever watched porn?
No.
You haven't? Have you ever watched porn?
No.
You haven't?
No, I have not watched porn.
Ever, ever, ever.
No.
Never, ever, ever.
I've not watched porn.
All right. Okay, I'll leave it there. Okay, I have a listener's message from Greg.
Gregory.
No, just Greg. Straightforward Greg.
Short for Gregory.
Or maybe just Greg.
No, it's always short for Gregory.
You think it is?
Yeah.
Okay, it's Gregory.
That's like calling it a soap, right?
Okay. The story last week about the table farting incident reminded me of my own embarrassing fart. I was in church. In fact, my best mate was getting married. And I was the best man, an honour, and one I took incredibly seriously. Until the moment where I had to give them both their rings. All of a sudden, as I bent down to pick up the ring box, a ghastly fart echoed around the church. It was loud and rippled through around the ceremony. I did what anyone do and totally ignored it. Bright red, I passed the rings to the couple without any eye contact. The clergy priest person was outraged, and after the couple received the rings, he said to everyone, "After that rude interruption, shall we continue with the marriage?" It suddenly became very awkward, but to my disbelief, my bows were not finished yet. And I sat down, and a second fart blew out my arse like a wind turbine. The clergyman then quietly asked the couple if they wanted me to leave the wedding. They politely said no, and we all laugh about it now.
Sorry, but that priest is really mean to make a show about him. He can't help that his arsehole's playing up.
I still remember to this day one of the most embarrassing things as a child what happened to me.
Oh, God, yeah, awful.
It was so bad. I was at with my dad and all of his friends. And, you know, as a kid, you want to, like, fit in and be super cool and, like, whatever. And I must have been, like, six or whatever it was.
Sweet.
And I remember they said, anyone need to go to the bathroom before we go on to the next place? And I went, yeah, I do. And my dad's friends, we all went into the bathroom to go to the urinal. So we all stood up, all my dad's friends and me. And my dad's friends started speaking to me. And what happens is you get stage fright. So you can't pee. I don't know if any guys have ever had this. You can't pee because someone's talking to you. So my dad was talking to me. I was 6 years old. I couldn't pee. So I pushed really hard and farted.
No, that's so
and I
sweet.
Farted, and I and I was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed. It was awful.
Oh, my God, no, I do remember that. Like, it was awful. And, like, if you... I don't know about you, but why were my parents so British? Like, if you ever did that as a child, they'd never comment on it.
They'd never laugh.
It was like they were driving and you'd, like, fart by mistake. You're, like, 6-year-old little girl. And they'd be like... And so it didn't happen. I'd be like... Oh, no.
It's so
like,
good.
Why didn't they laugh at it?
I don't know.
I have a tale for you. I'd prefer to remain anonymous.
Okay.
One evening, I was coming back up the stairs from the kitchen and to get to the top floor, we have three floors, I had to walk past my father's bedroom door. He usually left it cracked open for the cats, but I didn't think anything of it except this night. I caught something out of the corner of my eye, so naturally I looked. There is my father laying on his bed.
No, what? Oh, my God.
There is my father laying on his bed wearing fishnet stockings whilst webcamming, making amateur porn or something. I ran up the stairs and basically had to stifle a scream to my boyfriend. Needless to say, I had to have literal therapy when I moved out.
I mean, look, each their own.
But that would be a shock.
That would be a huge shock.
Totally each their own, though. Like, good on him for enjoying that.
Well, one of our friends, I think it was one of my friends, told me the story is when we went around the table saying, has anyone ever caught your parents having sex? That, and it went round and round and round. And my friend sort of was like, yeah, I've caught my parents having sex. And apparently he caught his mum and dad having sex. He walked into the room and they were doing doggy. His mum was just waving at the door saying, get out, like that.
That's awful.
Isn't that bad?
Yeah, doggy. I've never caught my parents having sex.
No, obviously not. I've never caught
my sister did.
What?
Yeah, she was scarred.
Not having sex?
Yeah, having sex too. She's caught two incidents.
What?
Yeah, fully having sex. Awful.
I've caught two as well.
No.
Yeah.
You've caught your parents, producer Jack?
Doggy as well.
No!
Oh my God.
What did you do?
It was bad.
That is bad.
They were both facing me as well because they've got an ensuite. So I used it to go to the toilet and I just like sort of run in, opened it, and they were just both staring at me in doggy.
Oh!
But did you continue
to... I know, obviously I just walked out, but it got worse because I went home. I went to my room and just sort of sat on the bed, like just trying to take it in. Well, not take, trying to forget it. And then suddenly,
trying to remember it.
And then suddenly I heard bom, 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 bom. And my dad opens the door and he's just wearing a dressing gown. He's super red. And he's like, "What were you doing, son? You knew what you were doing coming in there." And he had a go at me for going in.
No!
Yeah. He was really flustered by it all, and I was as well. And then we never spoke about it again.
Until now.
Yeah.
Guys, we absolutely love your messages, I said, every single time. I feel like we haven't spoken about our wedding for a while and just absolutely love it. And I was having a great conversation with our friends at Mirabeau who did our wine at our weddings. And I know lots of people want to be drinking rosé or whatever it is, so... because we just want to spread some joy at the moment because it's Christmas time, the guys said to us that, hey, why don't we give you a discount code on the podcast? Now, it's totally up to you guys. If you want to go and get 15% off the delicious wine, all you can go is go to their web shop, Mirabeau, and you can get 15% off using the Newlyweds code, which is Newlyweds15. Go and check it out if you want to and spread some joy and drink some wine and have a great time. But also, this whole podcast started when Sophie and I were getting married and leading up to our wedding. And it was all about love. So we want to really hear more of your love stories. Maybe it's a love story about getting married. Maybe it's a love story about asking, you want to ask someone out. Maybe it's just a love story. You've been together for 20, 30, 40 years, whatever it is. We want to hear all of your amazing stories. Maybe it's just celebrating a family member that you love. Now, Christmas is around the corner, but also December is when Sophie and I got engaged. And it's also the time when most proposals happen. So we want to hear all of your love stories. Please, please. Send them to us, whatever it is. You can stay anonymous if you want to, but we just want to spread love throughout this podcast and throughout the world. So remember, send us in all of your stories, especially the love stories, to @newlywedspodcast. You can slide into our DMs, or you can send us an email, newlyweds@jampopproductions.co.uk. That's the end of
listener's message.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Yes.
The important thing about being married is you want to keep the romance alive. Isn't that right, Soph?
Well, apparently so. I'm not sure how this is keeping the romance alive.
Well, listen, I thought that, listen, I keep being told you've got to go on date nights, you've got to go and do special things, keep the romance alive.
So let's have a date night in the studio with 10 people watching.
Well, it's not, listen, it's, producer Jack helped out on this one.
It's very romantic.
Okay, you love oysters.
I do.
Okay, so I thought we'd have an oyster date on the podcast.
I like them in a restaurant, served on a nice plate.
We're bringing the oysters to the studio, okay? They're from Wright Bros, an amazing company.
I love Wright Bros.
Okay, great. So thank you,
Wright
Bros.
There's a chain of Wright Bros around London. If you're in London, you should go there for oysters and just all shellfish, fish.
Okay, but also to make things a little bit spicier, we've added spice to the oysters. So basically, the whole point is we're going to have a date together. We're going to ask each other questions. We have to take an oyster down. And then to spice it up, we have to add spice. Now, the spice is from really like limited spice, not too spicy, to extreme spice made with over a million Scoville things in it. What the hell? What's a Scoville?
Like, how am I going to...
Just straight because they've been cut, so it's fine.
Oh, you're really good, Jack. Hello, he's not just a pretty face. You know I hate spice. I'm like a lemon and herb on my Nando's. Like, I despise spice. I actually get annoyed at people who like spice because you have no palate because it just takes away every flavour and all you have is a burning mouth. So just what's the point?
Do you know, I actually like spice because I think I'm far more cultured than you.
Because you have no palate. It's almost like you've... I actually think you burnt your tongue so much from the amount of spice you put on your food, as well as burning your arsehole, because fuck me. And that's why you can't taste a melon from tuna.
That's true.
And he truly once mistook tuna for a melon. in sushi. Yeah.
They put melon in sushi. I thought it was tuna. That's not my fault.
What's your obsession with being naked?
Oh, my God.
Swallow it, Perth. No, I need to start holding
it. I can't get it out.
What's wrong with you? Just bite it, then. Swallow it. You're being ridiculous. This is highly unattractive. Is this nice? What was your obsession with being naked? You'd be awful on the jungle.
Arriba! Un bazo! Go.
Pasentro, entro! What's your obsession with being naked?
I love being naked because, firstly, I just think it's the greatest...
Is that spicy?
Yes, very spicy, sir. Okay. That's the whole point. It burned my whole mouth. Okay. I like being naked because it's just wonderful. Adam and Eve born naked. And that means we should be naked all the time as well. And also, I just think that if you have the body like I do, you should show it off to you.
Oh my God, mine's a big...
What are you going to answer? Are you going to answer that?
Okay, that's cool. My turn. I'm prepping myself. Shall I start low? No. Yeah, I'm going to start on bacon. Drip, drip, drip.
Oh my God, there's going to be a bacon thing. Look at that. When you married me, walking up the altar, what was really going through your mind?
Okay. Oh. Delicious.
Okay, all perfect. Right. Get some more of that Habana sauce up to
that's, you need to buy that. That's the nicest thing I've ever tried.
Okay, well, come then, answer your bloody question.
Got a second kit.
You've had the weakest one. There you go, exactly. Yeah, shut your old flabby mouth over there. That's unbelievable.
I'm dribbling everywhere.
Yeah, try the Habana hot one and then talk to me.
I think my eyes are watering.
Okay, go, yeah?
Okay, I'm going to go straight for that one next. What was my thought? I was thinking, please don't trip up. I was truly thinking.
You weren't thinking anything about me?
I couldn't see you through my veil.
Here we go. So we're now going for the next one, which is a hotter sauce. Oh, that is crazy. Smell that, Soph. Imagine. Oof. Oh, someone say stop. Okay, here we go,
Does anyone just see how much you put on there? You know we're going on tour in April and you're excited by it, aren't you?
You couldn't wait. I can't wait for it.
If I were to fall ill, touch wood, before, would you do the tour without me? Suck that, mother. Let it...
Swallow it.
Is it really bad? Swallow it.
I can't.
Don't open it and show me your mushy monster in my mouth.
That was way too hot. Oh my God, that's roasting. That's real hot, Jack. That's unbearable.
Is it really, though?
Yeah, so that's pretty hot, man.
If I was to fall ill in before the tour, would you do it without me?
Yes.
What man
show? How ill are you?
I'd be ill, not able to do it. You do our show together.
I'd have to do it for everyone. Honestly, they would just want it.
You wouldn't want to wait?
No, they would want me to do it. Honestly, I don't even need... They would want me to be there and do it, so I would just do it.
What would you talk about for it?
Do you know what? I'd probably just go over my life and just talk about how interesting it is. And then I would go into just probably giving some life advice. Oh my God.
Okay. My turn.
No, so if you go for hotter, come on.
No, I went for that.
Come on.
But I don't know.
Tiny dry. This is the same one that I just did the hot sauce. Okay, the same one.
Would I throw up?
No, you're not.
Are you kidding? That was so much.
No, it's fine. What is the most disgusting thing you have ever done? How is that heat? Oh my God, she's completely silent. She's completely silent. I've never seen her so silent in all my life. Oh God.
Ow, my ears! It's coming out my ears!
It's coming out her ears.
No, I'm not joking.
Coming out her ears.
Why is that so bad?
Go on, have a little drink of that milk. That will help it down, and then you lose.
Oh my God, my whole face is having a reaction. I'm drinking. My ears are so sore. Oh, I need to unblock them.
What was that?
Oh my God, that is next to numb.
What has happened?
Like, what the hell is wrong with that stuff?
I don't know, it's really hot, I told you. And then you were laughing at me saying
you're
all...
That doesn't even start off hot. That literally creeps in and it...
Is it all better now though?
Oh my God, my ears. No, that's... My whole face is definitely swollen.
So what's the most disgusting thing you've done?
Wiping my face with...
wipe my face with a towel that you'd shat on. We were in Croatia and, wow, that is so spicy on my whole body. We were in Croatia and you were not with me. I was dating someone else. You were dating someone else. And I ran out of a towel to wipe my body with and I ran into his room because he was filming.
Because you were naked.
We were filming. I was naked. I ran into his room and I wiped my face with this towel that was like a hand towel and I was like, ugh. And I pulled it away and it had shit all over it. And he'd obviously wiped his bum with it.
It's just not true.
Yeah, it is. And I never told anyone because I was so embarrassed for him that I just kept it to myself until this very moment.
Okay, well,
here we go. That gives serious heartburn.
Okay, I'm going to do the hottest one. This is called spontaneous combustion. That's not.
I feel really dizzy from
it
that.
It says danger, extremely hot. Use sparingly. Avoid contact with eyes and other sensitive areas. my mouth is dribbling.
Say.
Oh, God.
You've done a lot with your career, Jamie. What's been your top three highlights?
Okay.
Let it dwell in there.
Ah!
You've done a lot with your career, Jamie. What have been your top three highlights?
Oh, my God, I can't breathe. That is so spicy. Highlights are just... Marrying you is honestly...
That's
one.
A career highlight, is it?
It was for my career.
It was a job, I fucking knew it.
Starting this podcast 100%, starting Jamper at the production company 100%, and Candy Kittens 100%. This one is the ass kicking ghost pepper sauce. Kick your ass hot. Here we go. You ready for this?
Woo.
There you go. What does love mean to you?
It means friendship.
Is that it? That's it. That is it.
It means friendship. That's all right, that one. I'm waiting for it to hit me.
Does it not hit you?
That one's okay.
What the hell? We'll have a little dab of this one just for good times.
No.
Just go on, just put it, a little dab. Just have a little dab.
No, I'm not dabbing
just
that
do
on
it.
Me.
Just, there you go. There, right, three. Hey, and this is to you. I love you very much. This is a game that we played on the show. Here we go. Let's now lick the hot sauce.
You go first.
Oh, are you joking? That hits my back of my throat so bad. What's wrong with you? Are you joking? Are you joking? What the hell? What have I taken?
I thought I didn't like spice.
There you go. There you go. There you go. Now it's kicked in. All right, everybody. That is that. Go and get that water in. Yeah, her nose is dripping now. See, I told you. Thank you so much for everybody who keeps tuning into our wonderful show. This was a bit of a test, a bit of a fun game we wanted to play on it. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to go and watch it, you can go and see it on our YouTube channel, on our social media channels, at Newlyweds Podcast. Don't worry, we'll be back next week for another show. Also, we're going on tour. If you've got tickets, amazing. We can't wait to see there. If you haven't got them already, we don't know. They might.
Bye, guys. We love you. My throat's on fire.
Okay.
Guys.
All right. If you're getting engaged,
good luck.
If you're getting married,
married.
Okay. If
it's
you're
so sore, it feels like it's ripping my throat open.
If you're single,
into every crack.
If you're single.
Spice.
If you and if you're thinking about getting engaged or married,
go do it, go do it, go do it.
We'll see you next Monday. Bye bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.